Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the year where we talk a mission of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in season 5 here on the Sforno with the commentary and the translation notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. PSA, in just a few weeks, very short weeks, we're going to, God willing, take our big midwinter hiatus, our big mid-year hiatus for about a month and a half or so. And we are in Perek Gimel Mishnah Tetvav. We are in chapter 3, paragraph 15. Rabbi Elazar the Modai said, "Hamachal asak hadashim, one who desecrates sacred things, v'mevazes mo ados, and one who disgraces the festivals, v'malbim b'nei chaver b'rabim, or someone who humiliates his fellow in public, which we know is tantamount to death, and people would avoid it at all costs." The story of Mar Ukva and his wife, who used to give charity, and the poor person chased after them to try to see who they were, eventually to hide from them, they ran into a furnace. And Mar Ukva's feet were singed, but his wife were not, and they were both saved. But why was his feet not? Because he tardied a little bit. He took a little longer than his wife was quicker to take care of everyone around them. Understanding that we should not desecrate or humiliate people in public, we know about Yehuda and Tamar. She would rather be burned in public than to humiliate him, even though she sent the signs and whatever in a private way. Someone who, God forbid, nullifies the covenant of our forefather Abraham, or someone who interprets Torah in a contrary way to halacha, doesn't do it in the right way, doesn't explain the Torah in the right way. Even if he has Torah and good deeds, he has no share in the world to come. No share in the world to come. So these are things that we should avoid. We should make sure to take care of sacred things, to not disgrace the festivals, to not humiliate your fellow in public. And that's not even saying in front of 600,000 people, but even in front of a few people. Be careful with that. And make sure not to go against what the Torah says, to interpret properly, and make sure that you will definitely have the share in the world to come. The Sforno points out that the Tana states that if one is guilty of any one of these transgressions, he has no share in the world to come, because each of these actions is included in the biblical phrase, Kedivar Hashem Bazeh, for he scorned the word of Hashem from Bamidbar. Regarding this person has been written, he kares tikares, he shall surely be cut off. The sage's comment, cut off, refers to this world. Surely cut off refers to the world to come in Sanhedrin. When our Tana adds, though he may have Torah and good deeds, he implies that even his good deeds are doubtless not motivated by the desire to fulfill God's will, nor is his Torah sincere, for it is from the lips outward. The notes point out, our sages have taught us that if a Torah scholar who performs mitzvahs is insincere, the words of study and prayer which are upon his lips do not emanate from his heart, then even though he has Torah and good deeds to his credit, they are rejected by the Almighty. Two major figures in Scripture exemplify this type of behavior, Achitophel and Doeg. In reference to Doeg, the Talmud Sanhedrin cites the verse Malacha l'saper, Chukai v'tisa b'risi aleficham, to what purpose do you recount my decrees while bearing my covenant upon your lips, from Psalms. Another psalm, Doeg and Achitophel, are characterized as Divrei Chazav, speakers of deception. So remember to treat sacred things with holiness and to take care of them. Make sure to properly honor the festivals, to properly honor your fellow in public, not humiliating them, not embarrassing them in public, and not desecrating anything related to the bris of Avraham Avinu, and to interpret the proper way of Torah. And that way you can ensure to have a proper chelek in the world to come. Join us next time as we talk about being yielding to a superior here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.